Sure.
We've spent many days, John, talking about oil, oil prices, its oil resources, what's available worldwide. And we have some new headlines, it seems. The price per barrel plunged yesterday for a two-day dip of nearly $11 a barrel. And this morning, it's holding steady, trading on the Asian markets around $135 a barrel. A number of factors might help explain the dip, but perhaps the greater debate might be about how volatile the markets are right now and how much American demand affects the global price. Joining us now is Jad Mouad, who's covering the story for the New York Times. Good morning, Jad.
Good morning.
How did this price drop?
Well, like you said, this has been a pretty strong two-day drop. On Monday, we've had the biggest drop in 19 years, one day drop in 19 years, and so we've reached a level. We came from the mid 140s to the mid 130s, and it seems to me that the market is really looking here for a tipping point, and it's testing the sort of how much further could prices drop or not.
But what triggered it? Was there one thing in particular, or was it a series of things?
Yeah, there were a bunch of things. I mean, over 2 days, Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Fed, was testifying in Congress, and he gave a pretty bleak assessment of the state of the economy, which is not new, but which kind of gelled in the mind of a lot of traders and investors that things are really bad. Then we had very strong inflation numbers. Obviously, prices are going up across the board, and one big factor behind this is high energy prices. And then you've had also kind of a shifting of the geopolitical, picture. Last week Iran was testing missiles, and there's a lot of talk about, whether Israel or even the U.S. would take military action against Iran, and that obviously pushed prices towards $150. And then 2 days ago, the Bush administration said it would send a its highest level it would have its highest level talks with Iran. Over the weekend, over Iran's nuclear program. So obviously that takes a big chunk of the geopolitical risk off the table, at least for this week.
But one point that you report in your story today is about the demand in the United States, that gas demand has fallen over 5%. How significant is that in the global need for oil?
Right. Well, the global oil market is kind of, working at two speeds here. In the U.S. and in developed countries where people see the prices and pay the real market price, demand is falling, and falling pretty dramatically. The U.S. number that you quote is a big drop. But on the other hand, the U.S. may be the biggest oil consumer, but a big chunk of the world, China, India, the Middle East, is still growing. It's growing because economic growth in is still strong in these countries, and the oil demand is growing because prices are subsidized by the government. And so we have a situation now where oil prices are rising because demand is rising in one part of the world, even as the U.S. U.S. drivers are consuming less gasoline.
Jad, I'm wondering if there's an accelerator here. There's been a lot of talk over the last few weeks about new players in the market, the so-called speculators, and that if demand begins to plateau and, as you say, geopolitical worries begin to dissipate, if those speculators, those so-called new players in the market, see these kinds of fluctuations, they jump in and sell, and that accounts for these enormous fluctuations that we've seen in the last 2 days.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. And you really have to wonder about the huge volatility we've been seeing in the market. Obviously, speculators, financial investors, have been blamed for pushing up oil prices very quickly and very high. These trades can go both ways. And I think, what you may see, and I don't know that we're there yet or not, what you may see is that if the market really turns against oil, you could see very big drops very quickly. $10 drop over 4 days, 4 or 5 days, is pretty significant. And if the market kind of tips over those kind of psychological, stepping stones, if you will, you could see sort of $10 declines over, you know, the course of a few weeks, and we could get, you know, we could get down very quickly.
Very quickly, what should we be looking for? What should we pay attention to?
Well, you know, one thing I look for, because of the way this sort of market is working, is what is demand doing in you know, other countries outside of the, you know, the developed world? You know, mm-hmm. what is demand going to do in China and India and the Middle East? And one thing to look for is what happens in China after the Olympics.
After the Olympics. Jad Muad, thank you.
Thank you.
Jad Muad is the New York Times energy reporter, and he was giving us an update on the many ingredients that make up the oil prices worldwide and here in the United States.
How far can oil prices fall? Respond to anything on the program at 877-8-MY-TAKE.